If you have a confession that you want to get in on Confession at 7, it's super easy. We have an email, which is confessions@7@wild941.com. Also, you can slide in our DMs on our Instagram at Orlando and the Freak Show. That's actually where this one came from. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and let Meredith read it.
Well, she asked.
She asked?
She asked for me to read it. I don't know why. But anyway, right, there's fine. No name on it, though.
Okay.
Dear Freak Show, I did something I can't take back, and I think it might be the biggest mistake of my entire life. Please, please help me if you can. I've been happily married for a while now with two beautiful kids. Whenever I go meet up with my girlfriends for dinner to catch up, they always tell me how they've been dating online and how much fun it can be. Well, this last time we met up for dinner, and after some wine, I was looking at one of their dating profiles, and we all collectively started swiping left or right and picking guys. One of my friends thought it would be funny, an idea of hers, to match me up, so she quietly uploaded a profile for me with a photo and started to see who was available. It was all in good fun and not a big deal at all. Later on that night, after I came home, everyone was in bed, asleep, and I poured another glass of wine because I wasn't ready to go down yet. I sat on the couch and laughed as I pulled up my new profile on Tinder. I just wanted to see who else I could swipe left or right on, and to my surprise, I started getting hit up with a ton of messages. I ignored the guys hitting on me, and eventually, I went to bed. The next day, these messages kept coming in and piling up, so I started responding to some of them, and to some of them, to my surprise. But there was this one guy, this one amazing-looking man who was so damn hot, I just kept chatting with him. I hate to say it, but he's everything my man isn't. He has no dad bod. He has the perfect physique, smile, the hair, and he has so much confidence. After talking for a little bit, things started to heat up and he asked me to send him some sexy photos. Well, things got out of hand. I shouldn't have had those extra glasses of wine that night because I sent him several nude photos of myself. I was naked in all different types of positions. Oh, man. In the moment, it felt so great, empowering, and so sexy. But now I regret every single second because now he's extorting me. In reality, this man wanted nothing to do with me, and I got so caught up. I tried to ignore him and cut things off, but now he wants thousands and thousands of dollars from me, or he's going to tell my husband and email all these photos to my family members. That's what he's threatening. I can't believe I was so stupid to let this go so far. It just felt so good at the time to have someone so hot be interested in me again. And I let things get out of hand.
Oh, man, you are getting blackmailed.
Ooh.
You are getting extorted. I mean,
that gives me goosebumps.
Serves you right.
Oh.
I mean, you did the unthinkable. You're a married woman. You're on Tinder.
Yeah.
How sloppy was that?
Right.
How irresponsible was that?
She knows.
What would your two kids be thinking of you breaking up your marriage?
Okay.
Sorry.
She's already feeling this way.
She should be feeling that way.
So what's the next step? I mean, yeah, she got into a massive, awful situation, but she's being extorted. So should she tell her husband or should she pay the money?
No.
What should she do?
I don't know. Don't tell your husband.
I would tell my man.
You would tell your man.
I would tell
that
him.
That you got a Tinder account.
I would tell him.
That you sent nudes to some random good-looking dude, and now he wants a bunch of money.
We didn't have sexual intercourse or sexual relations or anything. I would explain exactly what happened, and then I would probably go to the cops.
Go to the cops.
I want my man on my side here. Yeah, if someone's extorting
but
you and blackmailing
Meredith,
you.
That probably is not going to be your man no more.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping that maybe a lapse of judgment, maybe we can work on it. I also
don't like how she didn't take responsibility for a lot of this. She blamed her girlfriends. Oh, they are the ones that made the profile.
She was explaining the situation. That's what happened.
I'm just saying. She blamed the wine.
Yeah, she did.
But
you're right.
She is the one that ultimately is culpable for all of this.
She put herself in a really bad situation. Could you forgive her?
Can you negotiate? With the extortion people?
Of course she had.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants thousands of dollars, so you only got one.
I mean, it's not going to stop. If you give him the money, what's to say he's not going to still send it or ask for more?
That's immediately why I thought I have to go to the cops, because this guy's just going to come back in like 3 months, 6 months, whatever it is, when he needs more cash.
The phone lines went crazy with this one. We have Shauna from Sebring. What up, Shauna?
Morning, how you guys doing?
Doing great. Doing a lot better than this lady.
Seriously.
That's for sure. You heard the confession. What would you do? How would you play this situation?
I feel like I understand what she did, and it's good that she knows she was wrong, but I feel like it should be as you know, she's out with us. She's got some things, and she pretty much cheated on you. I mean, if you do something, you don't want your other to find out that's cheating, right?
I can't.
Okay, so you would tell the husband is what you're saying. We're having a hard time understanding you. We, I don't know, there's a phone connection.
She
there.
Said that she would tell her man.
So you would tell the man and hope that he just stays and is able to forgive you?
Yeah, I mean, like, if he gives her consequences, like, she can't be on the internet anymore, she's got to deactivate her Facebook, her IG, Snap, stuff like that, then, yeah, she's just got to accept that she did wrong. And on top of that, he's like, oh, you can't hang out with those girls when you're drinking, da-da-da-da, she's got to accept that. But honestly, I feel like she should just let the dude extort the photos if that's what he wants to do.
Shauna, are you married or you have a man?
Not married, but you know, I've been pretty single.
Okay.
She likes a single life.
Okay, all right, never mind. Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for hitting us up. I appreciate it. We are live from Palmetto. Quincy's on the line. What up, Q?
What up? How you doing this morning?
What's going on, Quincy? So there's a little extortion confession going on, man. How do you think she should move?
Man, I think she should tell her husband and just play the cards and see how everything goes. If she gets... They break up, then they break up. They don't, then they don't. It's her fault, though.
It's definitely her fault. So you think she should come clean and hope that her and her husband can deal with this together?
Yes.
Okay, Q, if the shoe was on the other foot and your lady came to you and was like, yo, I was on Tinder, I was swiping right, ooh, and now I need thousands and thousands of dollars, would you stick around?
Nah.
You got a little giggle there.
It's all good, Q. Thanks for hitting us up. Wow. Okay. We have Ashley from Winter Haven. Ashley, do you feel a little bit sorry for this lady?
I mean, I feel like she definitely didn't take any responsibility, like you said. And to be honest, I kind of feel like she really didn't even care too much about any of this happening until this guy started, like, you know, blackmailing her and saying there were going to be repercussions, and now she kind of has to tell somebody about it because, you know what I'm saying, something might go down.
Okay, Ashley, so she's listening. What would you tell her to do? How should she proceed?
I mean, the best way I would go about it is to be open and honest with your husband first, because he's the one who's going to be most hurt by it. He's the one who's loyalty and trust you broke. And he's the one who you're going to need by your side if, you know, this guy does decide to go further and expose you.
Okay. Would you pay? Or just would you pay or just let the pictures go out there?
Oh,
and all
my
kinds
God.
Of, she said all kinds of positions.
I took them and I sent them. You have to already know that that is a possibility.
Right.
So I'm not paying nobody.
That's okay. A good point.
Okay. All right. Thanks for hitting us up.
That's a really good point, that if you're going to send nudes, in the back of your mind somewhere, you feel like maybe it could go out and get public.
888-429-0941. That's our text number. We got a text out the 407. It says, she is crazy. If my wife did that, she would be out. I would be keeping the kids and she can go live her best life on Tinder.
Another text, if her face isn't showing, she can just say it's not her. If it is showing, it's too bad. Another text, she should tell her husband she already compromised the relationship by sending in random dude nude photos on Tinder. If she isn't honest and she can come clean, she's going to lose everything and even the money. It's just not worth it. Never trust this dude because he's never going
to
stop.
Okay, so Meredith, you've had a few minutes to think about it.
Yeah.
What is your best advice for this lady?
I'm going to the cops.
You're going to the cops?
Extortion is illegal, and so is blackmail, and I'm definitely telling my husband, and I will take it from there, because I can't live my life with that big of a secret and making a mistake like that.
Man.
I want to see if I can make things better or at least work on the relationship, and I don't want anybody trying to get it over
but
on me.
What if you knew that there would be no relationship after you told your husband? If you just had one of those guys that's like, yo, I can't forgive this.
Right.
Because it might not just be the pictures that come out. It could be the conversation.
Oh, yeah, screenshots.
Everything that my husband
is in. I want to touch your...
Man.
I can't wait to see this or smell that.
Oh, man. Okay, well, you know, she hit us up on the DM on Instagram, so we'll follow back up with her in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
See if she's still on Tinder.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.